You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
We are joined by the Mayor, Tom Tait. Our Mayor, Tom Tait, who's cruising around the Gold Coast at these times. And it's good to have you on. Tom, how are you going?
Mate, all good. When you rang, that's why I said 3 minutes, because just finishing off my kebab. That's a bit late.
Oh, nice.
Hey, really? Hey, I really wanted to speak to you because I heard Anastasia Palaszczuk, our Premier, I heard her talking yesterday, and she was talking tough about closing the beaches down potentially. And she was saying, look, unless people get the message, then, you know, local councils are going to have the power and local mayors will have the power to make a call on closing down beaches. And I went down there today, Tom, to shoot for Channel 9, and I couldn't believe it. There were still people down on the beach today sunbaking. And I want to know, like, where we are as a city and how close we are to making a call just because idiots don't get the message that if we're getting any closer to closing our beaches down.
Yeah, look, it's a fine balance that I'm leaving the beach open because this is the essence of the Gold Coast. At the same time, making sure that we are actually combating this COVID-19 and doing it efficiently and winning. For those people who are basically not social distancing, you are letting the team down. As a matter of fact, you're endangering not just yourself, but really whatever your loved ones or friends and that is concerned, you're endangering them as well. I welcome the Premier's, saying that we've got additional powers to do it, but I will caution to exercise that. My focus, Luke, if I can just continue to touch more, is that as Easter holidays coming on, I don't really want people from out of towns coming to our beach. So I'll be looking at, I know we've shut the border down in South Wales, you know, we might have additional police on the northern bit, and if they don't have essential travel, and they've got the power to turn them around and tell them to go back to Brisbane.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's the hard part, because there's a lot of tourists that are stuck in Brisbane, and there's a lot of people that are still appear to be living their life as though they're on a holiday. And that's the thing. I mean, while we shut the borders to Queensland, we can't shut the borders to our town.
That's the hard bit. And you know, at the moment, I know, Luke, you're saying there are people being idiots like that, but the majority on the message, in comparison to a week ago, we are winning the social distancing message. And, I'm monitoring that daily, mate. I really am.
I'm just getting angry, Tom, because I don't want to see our beaches close down. But when I see selfish people, like you, the rules are pretty clear. You can't go to the beach unless you're going there for exercising. And guess what? Sunbaking and reading a book is not exercise in anyone's book. So you can't do it. And then I'm sitting there, Tom, and I'm going, that moron over there that's sunbaking is going to close the beach down for all of us because they're being selfish or because they haven't got the message, one of the two. But I hear what you're saying, and I hear you as well, Tom. I commend. I think most people are doing the right thing.
I don't want to. I don't want to make my decision over a few rotten apples, you know. But
yeah, that's right.
Same time, safety and security for our city comes first. So, bloody hell, mate, I wish I had a better choice, you know. But it is a daily monitoring. But listening to the Prime Minister, it sounds like that the curve's flattening. I'm jumping on that term too. I don't really know what it means. It just means less infection, I guess.
No, it is. It's slowing down, which is good. Keep up the good fight. You're doing a good job, Tom. We'll let you get back to your kebab.
Thank you, Luke and Sheree. Bye.
Thank you.
There he goes. Mayor Tom
Tait.
That's
interesting when he says about flattening the curve. So people think that is stopping it. All it's doing is you'll still get the same amount of patients, but it's just they're going to be coming in slower rather than having a whole heap of people at once.
But it shows that the social distancing measures that have come into play have had some effect in slowing the spread at least.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.